My name is Dean Emmett, victim of a serious mistake. Diagnosed as clinically insane, sectioned, imprisoned and detained. The last thing I remember, I was being physically restrained. First sense something was amiss, noticing the other inmates had cuts across their wrists. My trust in the nurses hesitated, instantly ceased taking medication. Wait, they segregated selective mental patients. Once caught a glimpse of the room where they take them. Reasons why remain undisclosed. 100 volts straight to the victim's frontal lobes. Disguised as medical tests, these vulnerable people were being sentenced to death. This is beyond madness. I had to escape, spent night and day racking my brain. Insomniac, but I had no solid plan. One day in group therapy, eventually lost my rag.
Is this some kind of sick joke?
Next thing I knew, a doctor pushed me straight through a window. I woke later in my bed as my mind cleared, the pain in my side sparking the idea. Tied up without side effects, shook loose the undetected shard of glass and behind my vest. Heart pounding inside my chest, managed to slice my restraints, fell down beside my bed. Stood up, pulled off the ceilings, iron mesh, climbed the winding vents, entangled in spider's webs. Exited down a flight of steps, ditched my hospital gown so the dogs won't find the scent. Felt the cold wind on my face, blinded by the moonlight, my mental prison escape.
Institutionalized for committing the most unusual crimes, torturing patients numerous times till one escape brought the truth to the light. Losing his mind but kept it top secret. Unnecessary methods of shock treatment. No waiting list, kept going till the power died or the patient did, whichever came first. He was a slave to his hunger within. Tied them up, soul razors under their skin. Eyes void of emotion. When asked why he did it, he just said the voices have spoken. Insane, locked in a cell. Dementia in control of all knowledge of self. Day to day he yell about the crimes like he didn't do them and they're still taking place. Swimming in the depths of depression, volatile, living on the edge of aggression. Never did get a confession, flipped out during a routine group therapy session. When asked are you scared of the past, he jumped up by the window, put his chair through the glass. Demented look on his face, guards took him away, put him to bed fully restrained. Didn't bother drugging him up. Next morning they walked in and saw him covered in blood. Should have known from behavior patterns that this was a suicide waiting to happen. Life he came to hate with a passion, shattered the wrist, fatal attraction. Examining the evil deed, there it was on the floor. The jagged killer that didn't flee the scene. Broken window, broken window, broken window.
The soul broken, now he's ghost is out in the open.